Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. Police officers from across Massachusetts and across the country are remembering one of their own killed in the line of duty last week. 32-year-old Sean Gannon was fatally shot trying to serve a warrant. WBUR's Fred Tice joins us from Yarmouth, where Gannon's funeral services were held this morning. Fred, let's begin with the mood there today. How would you describe it?
Well, obviously very somber, very sad, but there were also moments of lightheartedness during the funeral service, Deb.
And what were they?
Well, he was eulogized by his longtime friend, who is now the pastor of the St. Pius X Church here. That is Paul Caron. And Caron talked about when he became the pastor just last June, and he was just settling in here in Yarmouth, and he hears this sort of tremendous knock outside the door, and he sort of goes through the door, and here he picks up the rest of the story.
This is the police. I nervously went over and opened the door, and I saw that wry smile and those eyes, and suddenly I was enveloped in a bear hug. Father Paul, welcome to Young.
And there were some serious moments as well, right, Fred?
There were. I mean, very often at these services, you hear several people eulogize the soldier or the police officer who's been killed. In this case, no one but the priest spoke. It was very much a solemn mass, with the exception of this one eulogy by Paul Caron. And that was really the only moment that he took to describe his friend that we just heard here.
Thousands of police officers, I'm told. What are the police officers saying?
Well, so the police officers were lining the route to the church on two sides. I'd say for about half a mile I walked by them, and there were several deep, and then there was another group just as big on the other side of the church. And many of them said that what they think about when they're here is that this could have been them, right? They reflect on that. One of the police officers I talked to was the police chief for Dudley, and his name is Steve Wayner.
These things are happening too often. It's an unfortunate reality now that there are segments of society that will almost promote violence towards police, and that's just absolutely wrong.
So Chief Wayner echoed what Yarmouth Police Chief Frank Fredrickson said over the weekend, and that is that he wants to hold the criminal justice system accountable for what happened to Officer Gannon. We know that Officer Gannon was shot last week while serving an arrest warrant, and that the man who's been accused of shooting him had a long list of criminal charges against him.
WBUR's Fred Tice in Yarmouth. Fred, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Deb.